Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for yet another show, guys. We have a great show for you today. On today's show, we're going to be joined by none other than Glenn Bratton. He's going to be running for the Gaston County School Board seat, the Dallas, North Carolina seat, that is. I want you to hear what he has to say. He has a lot of great things, a lot of great ideas, a lot of things that he is definitely planning on doing, and I can't wait for him to tell you a little bit about what's going on. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about something that I learned over the weekend about dealing with people, and it's very interesting. The concept of being able to tell people no. I just got off the phone with somebody and was talking about that briefly, but I don't think people really understand how powerful the word no is and when it should be used and how it should be used and why we shouldn't be afraid to say no. So I can't wait for you to hear my views on that. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, talk a little bit about what is going on in our nation right now. Are we going backwards? Are we going backwards or are we trying to get things right for our young people? I don't think so. With everything that's going on right now, it doesn't look good with society that is, and the way we are intermingling with one another. There's got to be a better way, y'all. There's got to be a way for us to communicate with one another, for us to do things with one another that we should be able to do on a whole level of being successful. We need to think about that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk about today is primaries. You need to get out and you need to exercise your right to vote. You need to be informed. You need to be well informed. Represent you. That's where it starts. Don't dismay it, y'all. Don't dismay it. Do not think that it doesn't matter, because it does. It matters a whole lot. Number to call is 515-602-9653. I want you guys to really sit back, because this is going to be a great show. This is going to be a show that I think you really need to pay attention to. This is going to be a show that I think that you need to ask yourself questions. You need to really dig down deep and find out what it is that you want for your community, what it is you want for your younger people, the younger generation, and how you are going to get them to the level that you think is successful. And we're going to talk a little bit about, when is it time to say no? When should we say no? And should we say it more often than we say it? It's definitely live, and I mean live in the day with Jay.
Trying. Ooh, give me chills. Ain't no stopping, loving. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills.
You make me wanna fly, oh.
In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's the crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. Do a lot, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Crazy love, it's the crazy love.
Pour it on, boy. Take me to the night. There ain't no stopping,
stopping.
So what's the use in trying?
Destination.
Baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's Hope for the Future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Number to call is 515-602-9653. Welcome back to the show. That number again is 515-602-9653. Real quick, guys, before we bring on my first guest, I know I had left off the break and we were talking a little bit about some things in the community and some things that I had come across. One of the biggest things that I come across over the weekend is knowing and learning how to say no. So many times we cannot say no. So many times we get ourselves in trouble because we don't say no. When we tend to not say no, go along with something that we don't want to go along with. When we don't say no, we're not staying true to our true self. We're not listening to our inner self. We're not listening to you. You know, some might think God talking to you. We don't listen to that. Sometimes it's good to say no. Sometimes you have to say no. No is a necessity. Don't feel bad to tell somebody no, because if you do, then that means you're letting fear get the best of you. You know, not only do we are we supposed to say no when we need to say no, I'll take it to you this manner, and we're going to speak to our guests, but I'll take it to you in this manner. We love to hear God say yes to us. When we ask for something, we want a yes. And when God gives us that yes, we love it. We really love to hear yes from God. But when God tells us no, we think we're being condemned. We think we're punished. We think something's going on that we have done wrong. And what I'm trying to tell you is that you've got to be able to not only God's yes, you've got to be able to take God's no also. And in retrospect, people who are around you, they got to be able to not only take your yes, but they got to be able to respect and take your no. And you have to mean your no. Stop letting people put you in a position to where you think you need to say yes to please them. Because you're not pleasing them. What you're doing, you're hurting yourself in the long run. You're hurting yourself because you're telling them yes, and you're putting yourself in a position to where you're going to be obligated to tell or help someone or give someone information or a service that you really want to give in the beginning. Because you're trying to keep your integrity. You put all that pressure on yourself when all you have to say is no. Now, I'm going to stop there because I do want to go into this a little bit more, because there's more we need to talk about that, because we do it to each other and we don't mean to. Sometimes we mean to. Just we're just too afraid to do things. Now, my first guest, thoroughly entertained. You're going to be thoroughly educated, and you're going to be happy with what you hear come from our first guest. He is running for Gaston County School seat, the Dallas Township. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on the show none other than the candidate for the County School Board, which is coming up this November, Mr. Glenn Bratton. Mr. Bratton, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you.
I really appreciate you being able to join the show. I know I like to talk a lot, and I didn't mean to keep you on that late. I appreciate you waiting. I appreciate you waiting to come on the show. You're running for Gaston County School Board here in North Carolina. You're running for Gaston County School Board, the Dallas, North Carolina Township, correct?
That is correct. Gaston County School Board in the Dallas Township seat.
Okay. Now, if you can, tell us a little bit yourself before we get down into the meat of what we need to talk about on this.
Okay. Again, my name is
Dallas, North Carolina. Born and raised. My parents, Minnie and Grady Bratton, had two sisters. Graduated from North Gaston High School. And went on to Winston-Salem State University. I'm the only son of Grady and Minnie, and had a very, very strong parental influence in my life, and they played a very important part in my upbringing, my schooling, church life, everything that I am today. I contribute to them. Both of them are Christian people.
Now is politics in your family?
No, it's not directly. Neither of my parents were involved in politics, and I'm actually the first generation of my immediate family that is involved in politics as far as Grady and Minnie. I do have some other cousins that are involved in politics, but I don't have any other immediate family members that have been involved in politics.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you handle it with grace because getting into politics is not easy. It's not easy at all. What is your vision for the seat that you are running for?
My vision, my purpose, the things that I'm running on is achievement potential for every child. And that's important because we have a lot of different cultures, a lot of different ethnic backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds involved in our school system. And sometimes some get left behind. And I would like to see the board continue to develop and have the ability to service every single child in our district.
Mm. That's interesting that you said that some get left behind. And it seems like sometimes it goes really unnoticed because different things come into play. A lot of it, in my eyes, is funding that comes into play, and it causes people to not look at the bigger picture sometimes. That's why I think someone like you is a big fit for this board, because I really know that that's not going to go under your watch. But in saying that, do you see a lot of challenges ahead?
Absolutely. There are many challenges. Going back to what we were saying about children or students not reaching their full potential, a lot of times that's ingrained in the adults. We a lot of times are involved in a certain culture that sees and believes and thinks certain things about certain people of socioeconomic background. Sometimes we don't give the other person or the other culture a fair shot. And that's not necessarily any individual's fault. That is a total district thing that we have to do as far as giving each child the opportunity instead of just thinking, well, I think that child's going to be this or that child's not going to be that. I think we have to start early in the elementary school years developing strong backgrounds, educational backgrounds for these students to grow upon, because once they get in middle school and high school, it's a little bit more difficult to reel them in and have them to think along the lines of what we feel like would be positive for them.
Yeah, I totally get that. We got to catch them early, and sometimes as of late, it's not been the case. With COVID that happened, it's still happening, but it really impacted the way we look at education the last 2 years. Do you think we'll be able to bounce back from that and get to sort of upper hand on learning with dealing with things like COVID?
I think we can bounce back. It's going to take some time and it's going to take some work, because I don't think we were prepared to educate during COVID. I don't think the school system was prepared. I don't think the parents were prepared. There was a lot of newness that we had to deal with during COVID. A lot of parents saw what some of the teachers were having to deal with as far as their parents. As far as their students were concerned. And the technological advances, a lot of parents had to brush up on those things or get assistance from those that had the technological knowledge to help them educate their child at home.
So, yes, it definitely threw us for a loop. It's going to take a while, but we can catch back up. It's going to take extra time in a classroom setting. It's going to take extra time at home, but it can be done.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I hope that is one of those questions that you don't have to think long on. But on the same token, teachers, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, teacher assistants, right now they are really, truly aggravated. They're aggravated with the way things are going, and they want to see change. That's not a fair question to you to ask soon, but what are some things that maybe you could bring to the table to the board that would propose some positive change and maybe help some of the mentality, you know, a little better in the classroom, out the classroom, on the school buses with those workers?
And you hit it on the head. We're going to have to be part of the change. The staff mm-hmm. has to be part of the change. And some of that is psychological as well as physical. They, first of all, have to realize and understand that different people react to different situations differently, and that they're going to have to make some changes in a lot of the things that they do. It may mean somebody being just a little bit more compassionate. It may mean somebody taking just a little bit more time. I think the school system is going to have to focus more on classroom assistance. Any kind of help that the teachers can get is going to be a plus in getting the students and the staff back into a mindset of we can do this. Again, just like COVID, it's something that has taken us off the track, but time and commitment, we can get back on that track. We're just going to have to hold ourselves accountable because it's not like it's all on one person. We're in this together, and it's not like it's not just Gaston County. There are other districts that are going through the same things and are pulling through. There's a district that is close by us that are doing some wonderful things where they don't have any Title IX schools. So there are a lot of things, and I don't have all the answers at this point, but I believe we have the staff and the vision already within the system to bring about some of those changes. We just have to be open-minded, go out and see what other districts are doing, as well as be open-minded ourselves to bring about change.
Mm. I get it. Now I know you have a very, very high intellectual campaign cabinet. That is, take me through the process of you sitting there first saying you want to run, and what did you look for in when you were strategically putting people in place to make this run for the seat on Gaston County School Board?
Very good question. I thought long and hard about it, and I knew that with myself not being directly involved in politics in the past, that I needed some people that were going to be committed, professional, and able to work together. And I think that's what we've done to this point. Again, it's a learning process for most of us, but as everybody has done their little part, we put this thing together, and it's going very well at this point. So I'm happy with the campaign team. I started actually talking to George Dunlap, the Mecklenburg County chairman of the county commission. I've known him for years through law enforcement, and we talked initially, and he gave me some pointers, and So far, so good on the campaign team. Again, I'm satisfied at this point. We have accomplished a tremendous amount to this point, and we have a lot to accomplish. We wanted to start early because we knew there were some hurdles that we were going to have to overcome, and we knew that we needed time to accomplish some of the things that we needed to accomplish. So at this point, I am very happy with the campaign team. We've accomplished a lot, and we look forward to moving forward.
Oh, that sounds great. Good. Do you have a minute? I need to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and I want to expound on that just a little bit. Do you have a second?
Yes, sir.
All right. Give me a second. We'll come back. Let me take a quick commercial here. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, I definitely want you to go back and get everybody that you can think of to come and listen to this interview because it is something that needs to happen. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Hey, yo. Hey, y'all know what's about to go down. Stop playing with me. Let's go.
What's up, y'all?
Weez. Yeah, I know y'all wonder why I laugh before I rap. Cause I finally found my style. Now the rest of y'all in trouble. Look, wrecked in the game. No Colorado left it. All on the floor. I'm dropping nuggets on Jamal in the playoff bubble. That's murder. In the ink on orthodox. I chuck the rules out. Let's see, that's word to die. The more I rain, I'm on my grizzly now. Hit me how when the cap is blurred out from the hip-hop crown. Off this track alone, you feel that no one can jump with me now. Stand up, God, from the jump. I need a beverage cause the beat is in the fork for my lunch. I've evolved but never changed. I rely on my hunch. So break yourself into the line. We'll always meet with the punch. It's a metaphor. It's working class at the time. It's a blue collar. I've been frank for a while. By now without any dollars. Check my watch. It's dang time that I made a dang dollar. But I hope my brain's fine. Cause my brain's been way harder to comprehend lately. And little did I know, the way I think has actually shaped me. Let's take a walk. I'm too nice. That's the notion in me. Except the head of the task is just the top half of the fraction. Overthinking. Look, I'm too much to handle. I'm causing ruckus in the office like that Tuesday camel. I get to lit without the wick. I can still flame candles. Cooking like that uncle on the grill in them brown vegan sandals. Look, I'm more in line with my rhymes than I've ever been. I'm not sweet, not a fighter, but punch like that boy can. I peak the competition. I call it recycle bins. That's right. And what I've written, you couldn't hold my pen. Fire in my pen like it's the side of a gun. I grew up decent. You won't hear me say I came from the slums. Fabricated lines is all I hear from these bums. I can't stomach this no more. Somebody bring me some gum. I'm feeling more than super. I'm causing terror, biting beats off of my computer. Two nights in form of the jacket, all four with Elvis suture. Any topic you give me, I'ma bring it to you. I write a first, but the punching is just referrals. Precise when the pin drop, I'm tactical in my morals. Who's the best writer? I spoke up during the forums. Cause I write for you to listen to words like slam poems. Hey man, stop playing with me. Waves.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops! Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. For you guys who are just joining us, we have been talking with Glenn Bratton. He is running for the Gaston County School Board seat, the Dallas Township, this November, in a very, very important election. I think you guys definitely need to hear what he has to say. Real quick, let me thank Little Rock, Arkansas, Chicago, Philly, New York, Georgia, Macon, Georgia, Gastonia, Tallahassee, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Colorado, and, Washington, Washington, Tacoma, Washington. So thank you guys for continuing to support the show. You know, I do this show for you, and I really, really appreciate you guys supporting the show. Now, Glenn, you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Thank you for holding on. I'm trying not to keep you so much longer, but I know we had left and you were talking about, you know, some things that have to happen in Susa. Kent, tell us your plan to change, a positive change for the school system. What are you bringing to the board for the people to get the people's vote?
There are several things I'm bringing. My experience with the school system as a Gaston County police officer, one of my first assignments was to teach the DARE program. I taught that in the elementary schools 2 years. For those of you that don't know, that is a drug abuse resistance education program that I taught in several elementary schools. After that, I was assigned to Ashbrook High School for 6 years as a school resource officer. And I had a lot of interaction with different leaders in the school system, a lot of interaction with the kids in the school system, because I was not only at Ashbrook, I had to go to those feeder schools also and deal with situations as far as introducing myself and the program to those middle and elementary schools also. So that was very important to me. After I retired from the Gaston County Police Department, I actually worked full-time, 5.5 years, for the school system in the superintendent's office. My job title was security compliance manager. My responsibility was to develop and implement safety protocols for all 50-plus schools and the 9 central office buildings. So I went to each school and dealt with the principals and assistant principals and the staff, working with them on safety protocols such as the lockdown drills, the fire drills, the weather-related drills. Not only did I do that in the schools, but all of the 9 central office buildings also. So I have a pretty good working knowledge of how the school system works. My office was actually there in the main office on Osceola. I was involved in a lot of training of the staff throughout the school system. So again, I think those things, along with my background as a law enforcement officer and dealing with people, I think my education, sociology, minor in psychology, helped me tremendously to deal with how people were thinking and what they were thinking and how to react to those people, those individuals in certain situations. So I think all of that, those three steps that I work in the schools helped me tremendously to determine, I think I can help the system.
Yeah, just listening to you talk about the abundant amount of service that you have given Gaston County schools or the school system in a whole, it would appear that maybe during your time of being the security compliance officer, I don't know if that's the correct title, but you probably seen a lot of things that could need a different approach and need some attention that probably would have definitely supercharged your thought or your notion of becoming a candidate in this November election?
Those times that I was in the school system, I did experience some things and some with some people that I felt like, you know, I think we can do a little bit better, or I think we can try things another way. Sometimes trying something different can mean the a world of difference between success and failure. And if we kind of stick to the old way all the time, that can hold us back.
Yeah. So are you telling us that you're prepared to start from ground zero again, to rebuild it to something that needs to be rebuilt?
Well, I wouldn't say start from ground zero, because I think the current board has done a lot of good. I think they've made some good decisions in a lot of the things that they've done for the district. I basically want to come on and add to some of the things that they've already done. Again, my focus would be achievement potential for every child. And part of those things that I would be focusing on would be accountability, holding staff accountable for making sure that, that students do the things that they need to do to be successful as far as an education. And we have to hold the students accountable. You know, a lot of times we have students that don't want to do schoolwork or things that they don't realize are going to make them successful. We have to find ways to help them understand that this is going to help you in the long run. And as I said earlier, I think it's going to start, have to start in the elementary grades. Another aspect of my focus would be the curriculum. We need to have curriculum that is diverse. I think the school has done some of that. They've got the school choice. They've got the things such as the collegiate prep, the health sciences, leadership, and the public service academy spread out through the system. But I think we can expand on those things as far as the transportation aspect of getting more students to those specific sites. Another aspect would be the equality or equity of our school system. I would like to see us spread out the wealth as far as each physical school getting the attention it physically needs in order to be safe, so that it can be technologically advanced for students to continue to learn. Again, we've rebuilt some schools and are still in the process of building new schools, but I think we need to still concentrate on having equity in the every school and every student has. And I think it speaks volumes when we can say that every school is treated the same financially when it comes to the cosmetics of that school, the upkeep, the equipment that that school has. And so this cuts down on a lot of, well, you put a lot of money in this school, why not our school? I've seen and heard of some of that, so I think we need to work on that. The safety aspect of my focus, of course, that would be my specialty. We've done a lot in the past several years as far as promoting safety, keeping up to date with current drills and current things that we need to do to stay safe. There's one aspect that I would really love to see expounded upon at our athletic stadiums, starting with possibly high schools. I think we only have maybe one school that has a field house. If we notice during the times of thunder and lightning and heavy rain, our teams have to go all the way back to the building, the school building, for safety. And during halftime at a lot of games, they don't have a place to go to do the things that they need to do during halftime. So to me, that is a big safety aspect, is having field houses for those athletic programs. That will be part of the extension that I would like to see the school board take on.
Interesting. Mr. Brad, how is it that we have gotten to this place where so many people, let's see how I say this without sounding like a Debbie Downer, but how have we gotten to the place where so many people are disappointed in structure of our local school district right now? And just, I know it's not a simple fix, but where do we start to rebuild that trust from the community, from the employees? Where do we start to rebuild that trust? Some of it's been lost.
We have to start with our own staff. We have to develop commitment, and we have to develop a staff that is committed to staying in the system. We have to promote from within. We have to make sure that we keep good people. We have to make sure that we hire good people that are from Gaston County, because a lot of times when we hire, and as big a system as we have, basically the 9th, the 10th largest school system in the state, we have to hire outside people, but we have to put some emphasis on those local hometown people that a lot of people in the area know and can associate with. That's how we start to build trust. Oh, yes, I know Mr. So-and-so. We go to church together and we play Little League ball together. We cheer together or whatever. And that starts to bring back ties to where people feel comfortable with talking to people that they are familiar with.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to switch gears. I know we've been in a hot seat for a little bit. I'm going to switch gears. Tell the people, or the listeners, that is, do you have any upcoming meet and greets or anywhere where they can get up close, personal, and talk to you, and you meet the community? You got anything coming up?
We are in the process of planning an additional meet and greet to the initial one that we had in Dallas. We want to get to the eastern and the western part of the county to let some folks meet me, and we can talk to them and discuss our goals. And so those are in the plans at this current time. I am also visiting churches in the area, and local pastors and ministers are giving me the opportunity to speak. I'm also trying to get in front of other organizations within Gaston County, because again, this is a countywide vote, and every registered voter in Gaston County, whether you're in Terrible, Mount Holly, Dallas, Belmont, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you are a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or independent. You are eligible to vote in this November 8th election that is coming up. So we do have some events coming up where we're going to try to get out and meet and talk to as many people as possible. We've got a little bit of time, so we've got some planning on the table where we're going to get out there and meet some more folks.
Now, if there's anybody that want to join or help out with your campaign, help out with however you got a campaign, canvassing, phone banks, who would they need to contact?
They could contact myself, or they could go on our campaign website. We also have a Facebook site, but our campaign website, Bratton4incounty.com, there is a wealth of information on that website that you can volunteer, you can give monies. There are a lot of things on that website that every voter should look at, and it answers a lot of questions. But we are open to any volunteers that would like to do anything to help our effort.
Yes, there you go. And that email again, that website again is?
Bratton, B-R-A-T-T-O-N, the number 4, GastonCounty.com. Or they can call my number, 704-524-4058. Again, 704 524-4058. We will be more than happy to put you to work.
I know you will. Hey, you guys, I hope you listen to that. Mr. Bratton, I really appreciate you taking the stance and trying to put yourself in a position to become a school board member. I know that the school district system, that is, the students, is really important to you. You've been dealing with it for a long time. You've been in the community a long time. I think it would be great to see some fresh new ideas brought to the table. And I wish you all the best. We're going to have you back on the show when it gets closer to November. You know, and I would love to come to one of your events. Are you planning on any forums or any debates, anything like that?
There are some coming up. I know there is one already scheduled for Center Baptist in October, and there is another one that does not have a date as of yet. But there are some forums that will be coming up that I will be participating in. And between now and then, again, if someone wishes to communicate with me, I will be more than happy to talk to you. One of the first things, if I got a minute.
Yeah, you got a lot of minutes. I'll give it to you.
one of the first things that I talk to volunteers about is I try to make sure that they know who I am. I tell them about my background because I'm confident that I can sit on that school board and make good decisions for our youth and our staff. I don't have anything that I need to be worried about as far as any criminal charges or anything. And I'm confident that my passion in dealing with the youth in the past speaks for itself. If you go on that website you've seen, you will see some of the things that I have done and am currently doing with youth. I know one mm-hmm. of the campaign members said, well, you know, if they dig up anything on you, they'll just have to make it up because we don't know of anything negative. So, again, all I'm asking for is the opportunity to service all of our youth. I have a passion and a desire, the commitment, and am able to fulfill that role on the school board.
I don't think I could have said that better myself. I don't. Well, Mr. Bratton, we definitely wish you all the best. This platform's here whenever you need to get the word out. The platform's here for us to come cover some of the things that you're doing. We definitely want to see you be successful. And I am hoping and wishing and praying for the best. And we definitely need to make sure that we are very much informed voters. And how else can you be informed if you don't get out and meet the candidates that are vying for the seats? We have to do that. And I urge everyone to go out and to exercise your right to vote and to get the right people in the right places so that you can make your communities successful like you want to be. So, Mr. Bratton, I appreciate you coming on show. Is there anything else you want to speak with us?
That's it. Again, I would like for everyone to just remember November 8th is the important date. And if you want to help us, just get in touch with us, Bratton4GastonCounty.com or my phone number, 704-524-4058. I'll be glad to talk to you and we can move forward. Thank you.
There you go. We're going to reach back out to you when they get closer so you can come back on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir. All right.
Y'all, number to call is 515-029-6653. If you guys have not been listening, I really need you to go back and listen to this show, and I really need for you to become, you know what, let's not even stop with being an informed voter. I think we all need to be informed decision makers. I think we need to be informed of young leaders in our community. I think we need to be informed in every aspect of what we want to see happen in our community. Because right now, we're not doing that. And we need to do that. We can't complain. You cannot complain if you are not trying to be part of the solution. You are not trying to be part of the solution. You are definitely part of the problem. And you just be sit, be quiet if you don't want to do anything to make a better environment for the area. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. But what I will tell you is that I love my community first and foremost. I love my people first and foremost. I love my family. I love God. That order was kind of jacked up, but I do, but I do care about what's going on in my community, and I want the best for my community. I get tired of seeing people still hanging. You know, people still hang on the corner after all these years. I grew up; people were hanging on the corners. People are still hanging on the corners. Communities are still not where they need to be. Our education is still not where it needs to be. And we need to demand for better leaders. I mean, that's all it is to it. Not trying to come down on leaders now, but what I'm saying is we need better leadership. We need leadership that's going to have our best interests. Remember what I told you earlier. You got to understand how to say no. If you don't understand how to say no, you will say yes to everything, and you will be obligated to support something that you really didn't want to support in the beginning. You also got to understand that sometimes God says no. You got to take God's no just like you take his yes. Once you understand how to do that, then you will become an informative thinker. You will become an informative thinker, and being an informative thinker brings about informative decision making. Enough of this going into stuff blind, just voting for people because you like them. You got to vote for people that have your agenda, going to cover your agenda for your community, whatever it is. Whatever it is. And that's any community, the black, white, blue, green, brown, purple. You have to vote for people who have your agenda for your community. Now, I know that there is, Kevin, you said, you know, our leaders have failed us because they didn't know the big secret in the world. I understand that. I totally understand that. But we at a point where we got to have leaders. If not, it would be anarchy. We got to have leaders. So if we have to have leaders, we need to put the right ones in there, the ones that are going to do what they need to do to make sure our communities are going to continue to grow and flourish. Let me say this. Right now in the city of Gastonia, from 5 years ago to now, there has been major progress. Now, some people might not like the progress, but there has been major progress. There has been, when I ride through the city, I see growth. Now, it might not be the growth that everybody wants, but I see growth. Why not get a piece of that growth, expound on it, branch out to some of the other communities and townships here, and let's all grow together. Because once communities grow, guess what else happens? Schools grow. Jobs grow. Mentalities grow. People are here to make things work, is what I think. I honestly have to think that. I can't go into it thinking that there is going to be everybody that's going to do bad. Unless you give me a reason to think that you're a bad person, I honestly think that everybody has good in them. And I try to take the good out of everything. There's a lot of negative out there. If I harp on the negative, I won't get there. Nowhere, we won't be able to see growth. All we'll be able to see is ugly, nasty, negative. The truth out of everything. Out of everything. Guys, I'd like right now to thank you guys for joining the show. Please continue to support the show. Short, the show is doing things. Please go on a bit.ly developed roots. I want you guys to go on their website, start booking these sessions for for life coaching from yours truly. I'm one of the life coaches. We have several more outstanding life coaches, and I promise you, you will find what you need. You will find what you need and a path to get to the next level. Just go to Abundantly Developers, look around, interact, find what you need, find what is going to get you what you want. Not saying that we're genies or nothing like that, but what I am saying is that you will get some great spiritual growth. You will get some great guidance. You will get some coaching skills. I promise you, you will be able to use to be successful. You got to get help from someone. Everyone needs help. We're here to do it. Guys, please check it out. And so the show is going to be on there. You can catch the show now on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Talk, different places across the nation. Abundantly Developed Roots, you will be able to see it on that website. And I will have all sorts of little blogs and videos, little uplifting videos to give you on the Developed Roots website. So you can go check it out if you want to hear what I have to say. If you don't hear what I have to say, well, shame on you. You should have to hear what I, or you should still hear what I have to say, because it's something good. I got some good for you. I promise you, Sister says on her, she does. I got some hot, good. I love you guys. I want you guys to continue to progress. I want you guys to continue to do things in the way of love, because that's the only way we're going to get to the next level. The greatest love I know is the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. Each and every day, guys. I want you guys to experience that. You guys have definitely been live in a day. Hey, and I want you guys to make sure that you check out the All New J Radio Show podcast. It is on several platforms. You can go to Audible and you can check it out on Audible also. There's going to be 4 new episodes this week. You don't want to miss it. We were late getting them out over the weekend, but we will have them out this week. They're going to be dynamite, and you are going to get nothing but cool, positive energy from them. I'll see you guys on Thursday. I love you. Facebook.